can take control of the airwaves, at least theoretically. Tonight, though, we've kind of broken format, and we've created a show here, which is, I'm calling it the Great Atheist Agnostic Debates with Johnson and Stefan Molyneux. You guys have graciously sat in for the entire show, and it's clear that that's the case. Stefan is hungrily feeding his face with one of the Euros from Mandrake, who we had on the show last night, talking about his agorist business enterprise where he sells baklava online via eBay and via his website, and it was a great example of somebody who is supplementing some income because he just decided it was time to not ask permission to do what it is that he loves to do, and that is make food. And he's made some darn good food. And we're here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. You can come up and sample this very Euro, and maybe not the exact one, but the same model. You can have the same model because it's going to change forms here in a few hours. Come on out. Go to porkfest2010.com and learn more about the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and then come out and join us. Saturday is packed full of things to do. I don't know where there is my schedule. I'm going to retrieve it here so you can get some idea for what it is that is coming up shortly here. We've had 2 days packed full of interesting things happening. Tomorrow, one of the things I'm looking most forward to is seeing what they're calling old school ghost pot. It's going to be a debate between the kind of the political side and the more outside of the system side, because we've had the 420 celebrations that have become so popular in Keene, New Hampshire, Rich Paul being one of the more prominent people behind the 420 celebrations, people going out smoking cannabis in public every single day in Keene, New Hampshire, in the center of town. And it's gone beyond 420s now with nightcaps. People, you can pretty much go anytime to this park. And actually, we expanded to a different park. So you can go pretty much anytime to any park in Keene, New Hampshire, smoke cannabis publicly, and nothing happens to you. So within a matter of weeks, literally, the park, Central Square Park in Keene, had become a demilitarized zone for cannabis. And it's an incredible success story, and it's based on the civil disobedience, the courageous civil disobedience and non-cooperation that was done. And of course, the other side of the debate is going to be the side that says, well, we just need to be asking permission. We need to go to the government, and we need to beg them. We need to get down and kiss their ring in the boots, and then maybe our masters will allow us to smoke pot. And so that will be the position. You'll have the political side going up against the let's just do it side, and it should be a lot of fun. And I think former governor of New Mexico, Gary Johnson, is expected to govern the debate, I suppose. So that's happening tomorrow. Larkin Rose is also going to be speaking tomorrow, one of the heroic tax freedom advocates who actually believes so strongly in his beliefs that he went to jail for them. So he'll be telling his story, and I'm sure taking your questions. Of course, Free Talk Live broadcasting live for the final time tomorrow night. We've got everything from Pimp My Activism, which will teach you how to deal with situations like dealing with the cops, the Porcupet Olympics. I don't know what that is, but it sounds interesting, and a whole bunch of other stuff I won't have time to tell you about. Go to porkfest2010.com to learn more about what we're doing here in New Hampshire. Now, there was a question asked. We've been talking about atheism and agnosticism throughout the night tonight. I didn't know how this was going to go. I thought it was going to go well, and it's gone splendidly, superb, if I might say. So we're going to continue this discussion here because there are other people that have questions. I invited some questions up from the audience, and thanks everybody for being here tonight. And there was a question that was asked before the break. You didn't have a chance to answer it, John. Right, so if you would, quickly. Please.
The question was about how we're humble as people, that Christians are humble people. And I just wanted to address two things about that. The first is that I agree pretty strongly with a book that was recently written by a very vocal atheist by the name of Richard Dawkins. And that book is entitled The Greatest Show on Earth. And it talks about Mother Nature and what's going on and living a life without religion, and how that is possible, and how it is to appreciate nature and science, and how one can derive their morality without a God. And I feel humbled daily and all the time by feelings which I think that a lot of people would ascribe to God. That I don't necessarily ascribe them to philosophy and beliefs and people, and I'm humbled constantly in that way. But I would also add, though, that you collectivized Christians by saying that Christians are a humble people, and I think that's a hairy area to get into, because you don't want to collectivize people as a group. People are individuals.
That's how I see them.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry. We don't really
collectivism.
I appreciate that. We really don't have much time for further comments from you.
I just would say individually, I've met some Christians that are just not very humble. Some people are definitely, and I absolutely agree with you. But I think everyone needs to be addressed on an individual basis, and that's sort of how I handle people. And I do think humility is a very important trait to have. But I definitely wouldn't say that all Christians are.
Thank you for that. Let's continue here with Peter with the next question for our panelists.
Hello. Carlos Castaneda offered anecdotal evidence of God, and he said anyone can see God if they want to pay the price. It starts with
10% of your income.
Here's the price. You have to have a clean and pure life, no sex, and walk between 20 and 50 miles every day for 20 years plus. Anyone can pay that price. Who's going to do it? Not me. So he saw God and saw it first as the burning bush and then second as a humanoid shape, which he said was a reflection of his view. In other words, he was looking in a mirror. And then he also said that any warrior who gets to this level can ask God for anything, but most of them are just too stunned to ask for anything. So if anybody's interested, check it out. Start walking.
I think that was more of a comment than a question.
Yeah, I don't know where the question was there, Peter. Yeah.
No, I appreciate the sharing of the sentiment.
The question, we can't hear you now because he doesn't have a microphone.
I certainly
don't. If anybody's going to try it, I'm not going to walk for 30 years to see a humanoid.
My life is good right now, so thank you, though.
I'm not. In fact, if I look around the room now, pretty humanoid. So I think we're already there.
Right, and by my belief system as a pantheist, I'm always seeing God because it's everywhere, if you want to use that term. Anyway, Nick is with us here.
Johnson. Just a quick address to that to give it a little bit more time. I would say, though, that there are a lot of religions have various tenets and various paths to God. So there are so many different paths and so many different ways. The reason why I can so quickly answer no is that I don't think that choosing one makes any particular sense over any other path. So, unless you can provide sound evidence and reason for that particular path, which I don't believe you will, but then no.
Nick is here with what appears to be our final question from the audience. We're still opening, phones are still open as well at 800-259-9231. Nick.
Hi. This is more for Stefan than anybody, but I'm leaning, in this debate, I'm leaning more towards Stefan. Thank you. As he's a strong atheist, I would consider myself more of a weak atheist, in that I would consider myself, I'm not sure if this makes sense to you guys, but it makes sense to me, agnostic atheism, which is basically, I don't believe in God, but I don't see any objective way to prove or disprove that there's a God. So I'm sort of like in between Johnson and Stefan, although I think Stefan is... How do I say this without him, like, patting me on the shoulder?
My hero.
Anyway, I just think Stefan has more of the solid points.
So, was there a question in there somewhere?
Yeah. I was going to make my question. So I was just wondering, for Stefan, how does he objectively see how he can disprove the existence of God? Because that's where my hang-up is, basically. That's where I...
Why do you have to disprove the existence of God?
Yeah, you don't. The burden of proof lies on whoever is proposing the existence of something, so...
You don't have to prove there aren't unicorns, because it's clear.
Yeah, The people who are more on the agnostic or the religious side will say that God is like the unicorn with the horn, like the horse with the horn in its head. We've got to go all over the universe and see that there aren't any, and then one may have popped up when we weren't looking, so we can never establish it. But we don't have to do that with things like square circles, or if you go to a biologist with the proposition and say, can human beings live unaided on the surface of the sun, he's going to say no. And there is no place in the universe where a human being is going to stand on the surface of the sun and do fine. I mean, we have trouble even with old coals, right? So if somebody's going to come up to you and say, I think that human beings can live on the surface of the sun, you don't have to get a whole bunch of people, throw them into the sun, and find out whether it's the case or not, because it's just not going to happen. It's completely impossible. It's biologically impossible at every conceivable level. The physics, biology, everything you could imagine. A horse cannot live in deep space unaided. And so if somebody's going to come up with a...
We are back in a moment. Sorry to interrupt. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Libby's 100% Pure Pumpkin. Learn how to give everyday recipes a nutritional boost with the power of pumpkin at VeryBestBaking.com. When choosing fruits and vegetables, orange or yellow are your best bets. Vegetables like butternut squash, pumpkin, or yellow peppers are rich in nutrients that are linked with lower risks of certain cancers and heart disease. On the fruit side, cantaloupe, bananas, and oranges offer the same benefits, plus one more. Kids love them. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, 1 heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of you.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. We're here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. The 2010 edition continues on throughout the weekend, wrapping up Sunday afternoon. So still plenty of time for you to get up here. If you're in the New England area, this is worth the drive. It is, first of all, an amazingly beautiful drive up through the White Mountains of New Hampshire. That's where we are, right next to the White Mountains in Lancaster at Rogers Campground. We'll be here for the rest of the weekend broadcasting live tomorrow night as well. So come on out. There's so much to do. One of the things that Curtis, one of the organizers here of the event, pointed out to me that I forgot to mention tomorrow is the Soapbox Idol, which was an incredibly popular event last year where each participant gets 3 minutes with which they can essentially rant about whatever it is that they want up on stage in the pavilion here. And it was so popular last year. It was in high demand. It was brought back. And so that's going to be happening tomorrow night. Also, other great events. There's a cook-off. There's going to be a competition. I don't know what the prize is, but that's going to be, I'm sure, a very tasty event. Lots of great food, great socializing here, amazing people to meet, new friends to make. It's a great place to be. So come on up, porkfest2010.com to learn more about it. That's pork with a C, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T-2010.com. An old-school porkfester has another question here. We managed to get sneak another one in for our guests who are discussing atheism and agnosticism. Theology kind of in general here, but Rob is with us. Rob, welcome to Free Talk Live.
Thank you. I am so confused about...
Talk right in real close to that mic, please.
I am so confused as to what is and isn't God, and what is and isn't consciousness, and what its roots are. And
don't look at Steph. Talk to the mic.
Extraordinarily fascinating that you said something about a super dude. If God had, like, material consciousness... and had some sort of material form, that there could be some dude out there. And I was wondering, in your ideal delusion, what would that dude look like? What would he be capable of? What sort of wisdom might he be able to impart? And what sort of universe would he be living in?
Good question.
Well, he'd be living in our universe, because if he wasn't, he wouldn't exist, right? If he's not present anywhere in our universe, that's identical to non-existence. So he would... have amazing things to think about, amazing things to say. I assume he would be for the non-aggression principle, right? I mean, it's how we know there are no UFOs, because the only way that UFOs will ever come here is to trade, because no government program is ever going to produce interstellar travel. The only people that are going to come here are traders. So if they're not opening a mall, they're not here. That's sort of my argument for UFOs. But yeah, so he's going to be in the universe. Super dude's going to be in the universe, part of the universe. May have amazing powers. May be transcending certain kinds of physical things. But you know what, super dude won't have is any connection to any god that had been thought of or defined in the past, unless he'd visited before and there was.
So what you're saying is
that,
you accept
right?
the possibility of super dude?
Of course, of course. But that's not a god.
But you wouldn't call it god.
No, of course he's not a god. He's not supernatural because he's a dude with amazing powers, right? We would look supernatural to a caveman, but we're not gods because we're humble.
Johnson, do you have an answer to the question about the super dude?
I think Steph answered that pretty much the way I would say it. I mean, I absolutely agree with all, the non-aggression principle and everything like that. I mean, I would think that Christians have already sort of answered that question as well with Jesus. So I can't really expound upon that.
Well, I would like to say that, you know, I think that mankind is sort of moving in that direction, that we're constantly improving our surroundings and improving ourselves and hopefully moving in a more peaceful direction. So I think that eventually, you know, we are becoming more super over time. I don't know if that really answers the question, but that's my perspective on it. Let's go to your phone calls here and talk to Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hi. This is my question. Like, agnostics and atheists don't believe there's a God. So I'm just wondering, if there's no God, then how can you be relative? Then there's no atheists and agnostics, because you can't be relative to nothing, right?
Jens?
Well... the fact that there are no unicorns doesn't mean there are no horses, right? The fact that there are no goblins doesn't mean that there aren't short Irishmen. So we don't define ourselves relative to that which doesn't exist. So the fact that God doesn't exist doesn't have any bearing on our existence. It just means that the soul probably doesn't exist, but it doesn't mean that I don't exist.
Johnson?
I'm just wondering if that answered his question or if he has a follow-up.
Dave?
I don't really have any follow-ups. That's all I was thinking. But
glad you're out there. Thanks for the call, Dave. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You can get your questions in. And we'll just open the lines up here at this point. Any questions about anything certainly are welcome. Also, there was one question that came up from the audience. Someone too shy to actually come up and use the mic. Okay. What happens when you die?
Well, that's easy.
Well, I've got an easy answer, too. I don't know.
Well, no, if you had a radio, like you had a radio and you went to some really primitive tribe and there were voices coming out of the radio and they, oh, my God, there are people in the radio. There are God speaking through the radio. And then the batteries wore out. Well, it's not like the voices have left the radio and gone to some higher plane or higher dimension. The energy that's powering the radio has simply run out. The voices haven't left. They've just stopped. And that's what happens when we die. The energy that animates the blood flow and the flow of energy within our neurological system in our brain, it simply ceases. And we don't go anywhere else, and we don't become something else any more than the radio voices leave the radio and go to some higher radio paradise, of which I'm sure Free Talk Live would be a core exhibit. But
how you doing?
But the energy runs out, and we're done. You know, we go into the ground, they throw dirt on our face, and we don't know anything more about the future than we did about the 17th century, because we weren't there for that, and we won't be there for the future.
And I would say that this is where I agree with you as far as the danger of religion. That this is the basic crux and the core of all religion, is that believing in a secondary afterlife and believing that you move on, for a great deal of people, means that they aren't necessarily living for this life. They're living for the next. And basing their behavior and their whole philosophy and their belief system and their actions on something that they may have been programmed into, because a lot of people who I know who are of a religion base their religion on a book that was written by what I believe to be other human beings.
Yeah.
Many people say that they believe that their Bible or their Torah or their Quran is the inspired word of their deity. But
I agree completely. I think it's a large scale and also personal tragedy that so many people are basing their personal choices on what an old book says or what some guy in a white robe has told them, when they could be living their life to the way that they believe that they might otherwise live it had they not been given these silly prohibitions that they've cut off themselves from experiencing. I think it's a shame.
Now, that said, I don't preclude, again, the possibility of an afterlife. I don't preclude the possibility of reincarnation.
I wouldn't say for sure on anything.
I can't say for sure on that. I can't define that. I can't know that. So I very definitively answer, I don't know.
I'll tell you what, we actually have another call here. Brent is in Charleston, West Virginia. Brent, you're on Free Talk Live listening to WVTS.
Yes, I mean, how can you say there's not a God? I've had two strokes. First stroke, I couldn't walk. Second one affected my speech. And with prayer, they told me from when I had it that I would never be all right. I start walking again and talking again where people can understand me.
Tell you what, we're going to address that here in a moment. You can hang on if you'd like. Strokes, personal tragedies, recoveries, we'll get back to it. How can you say there's not a God was the beginning of the question there. And we'll return with more with Free Domain Radio's Stephane Molyneux. Ann Johnson is here as well from Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and we'll tell you how to get yourself some gold and silver. You want to go to gold.freetalklive.com, place your orders. We got some great deals for you there, and check it out. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KEROstove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KEROstove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KEROstove.com. Caro Stove, for family emergency solutions.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. We are here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2010 here at Rogers Campground in beautiful New Hampshire, right next to the White Mountains. An amazing view, but more amazing than that are the people that you'll get to meet when you're here. Has anybody made any new friends here this weekend? Yeah, I see a few hands going up there. In fact, a bunch of hands. Lots of great people here at Pork Fest. It's put on by the Free State Project. It's a once-a-year event. But it's not too late for you to make it up here. We've got a full day of activities scheduled for tomorrow, so go to porkfest2010.com to get a clue for what those might be as we continue our discussion here, taking your calls. Also, we had a bunch of questions from the audience, which I thought were pretty great. For Stefan Molyneux, who is here joining us from freedomainradio.com, and our very own Johnson, former co-host on the program, graphics guru, designer, etc. So thanks both of you for sticking with us here, because I didn't know how long this was going to go on, and it's going on for the whole show, which is pretty cool. It's very rare that we spend a full 3 hours on one subject, so you can tell you've got a really successful topic on your hands. By the way, I want to let you know also that coming up here in moments, apparently right after the program or shortly thereafter, Chartarum still scheduled, John Shaw, to premiere the sneak preview of Chartarum here, not the full movie. Maybe that'll be next year. I don't know. But the sneak preview coming up here tonight by Think Twice Productions and John Shaw. You can also get your copy of the Porkfest only limited edition of the original soundtrack. And I believe the composer himself is signing it tonight back there. Yep, anybody who wants a signature can get one. Plus, the Porkfest commemorative beer mug, I believe those are still available as well, so don't miss your chance to grab one of those. That's tonight, right after the show is over here on Free Talk Live here at Porkfest 2010. Now, we've got Brent on the line listening to WVTS in Charleston, West Virginia. And Brent, are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay, Brent. Now, just to recap your question was basically, how can you believe, and it was to our panelists here, how can you believe that God doesn't exist? Was that your question?
Right.
And you gave your personal example of recovering from two strokes. Steph, did you want to share your thoughts?
Well, first of all, I'm very happy that you've recovered from the two strokes. I'm very, very pleased. That is a terrifying thing. And, of course, when you get medical opinions that turn out to be not true, it is a great relief when your body gets back in shape and gets back in line. So congratulations for that. This is not any kind of philosophical proof for a deity. Unfortunately, I'm very happy that this has happened to you. But, and you hear a lot of these things. strokes can get better. Cancers can go into remissions. People in wheelchairs can get up and walk around because medical science doesn't know all of the complexities and possibilities of the human body. What doesn't happen is, and I take this argument from Richard Dawkins, but what doesn't happen is people's limbs don't regrow. Right? So somebody who's had a limb amputated doesn't have their limbs regrow, and you can actually go to whydoesgodhateamputees.com for a philosophical examination of this. I am very, very pleased that you have recovered, but your recovery is not outside the realm of possibility. For a limb to regrow or for a man who's been decapitated to come back to life, that is not medically possible, and that would be evidence of something extraordinary. You fall within the realm of probability, for which you can be very grateful, but that does not mean that God likes you and healed your illnesses and then didn't like all of the millions of people who died yesterday from other illnesses. Because if you're going to take his love and his existence as being your healing, you have to accept that he is then not healing other people. And I think that is the kind of God that is not a good thing to believe in.
I'd like to get Brent's response.
Pardon me?
Go ahead, Brent. Your thoughts?
Yeah. I'm just saying that I was on a prayer list at the church and a prayer chain, and I was all the way over Florida, Wyoming, Colorado. People were
so,
praying for
Brent,
me.
Brent, are you suggesting that if people don't pray, that your God does not assist them?
No. Why did I make a recovery then? They said I wouldn't.
I don't know what happened there. I think we lost the call.
No, I'm
recovery
still
there.
Is that a sign?
Oh, thanks, Brent, for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. Johnson, you want to field that?
Yeah, I just wanted to make a brief statement. And I don't necessarily believe this, but I would say that if there was a potential deity that was trying to hide in not necessarily reveal themselves, who's to say, though, that the possibility doesn't exist that healing certain random people and doing it in a random fashion and hiding in the random noise of certain events couldn't shape the entire sort of fabric of how things work, the sort of God's plan theory.
I'm afraid I wasn't at your 420 celebration, so I can't really follow that argument.
But that's not really a real answer, is it? That's not really a real answer.
Yours isn't the real hypothesis. Okay, so maybe some random static out there could prove some sort of deity. That's not an argument. That's just saying maybe what's random isn't random, but you have to prove that. People have done double-blind studies on prayer groups to find out if prayer helps. It doesn't help. It's been scientifically proven over and over again.
You know what helps?
God is not randomly healing people and not healing other people unless you can find
statistical
anomaly.
But there's no way to prove that.
You know what helps? Dogs. Bringing dogs in for people that are in a hospital bed, you know, brings
so
the spirit.
A dyslexic
up.
God. A dog.
There
the
you go. Dog
heals.
Is God. hey, you know what, Johnson, I know that you wanted to make some final thoughts, that kind of
sure.
thing, and I can tell you that people have been calling in here, so
cool.
I'm going to put the phone calls on hold. If you guys want to wrap up your thoughts, I want to make sure that we can get to your final thoughts kind of here in advance. That way we don't run out of time in the very last segment.
Well, related to the conversation we were on, one of the quotes that I have from you is that you said that the synonym for that which exists outside the universe is non-existence, and can you prove that?
Sure. That this, by definition, if there's no physical evidence and there's no empirical evidence and it's logically contradictory, that is exactly what is meant by non-existence.
But that doesn't answer something. If something is supernatural and beyond, then
supernatural,
it would be
beyond. It's not. It's just saying, okay, something doesn't exist, but I'm going to create an alternate realm where it does exist. That's not scientific. That's not logical. You're just creating something which says error equals truth.
I agree.
My argument
is
good.
The whole premises of a deity, the whole premises of God is that it is outside science. That's the premises of it.
Right, which means that it doesn't exist. Outside science, outside evidence, outside reason means non-existence. You can call it God. You can call it flamboozy deity if you want. It still doesn't exist.
And then the other question that I have as far as this goes is that you also have said that you've never seen an agnostic say that a Christian should stop believing these silly things. And, well, you can't say that anymore. And I guess what I want to address is that a lot of what you've said about agnostics is in regards to weaselly cowardice and not wanting to confront religious people. And what I want to know is whether or not you continue to have that exact same problem with strong agnosticism and those that are willing to question the, not necessarily the principle of the existence of a deity, but the properties, everything else.
Well, I think that you've said a number of times that you like to stay in the conversation with the religious people,
right, and
you don't
only
like to shut that
right.
door. Well, I think that's not courageous. frankly. I think that you should take a stand on reason and evidence. I don't think you should, you know, you should be on the offensive but not be offensive, as I consistently try to remind myself. But I think you need to take a strong stand. I think the most consistent position in any debate will always win. I think that backing down from the irrationality of any kind of deity, using the word God, which has been inherited from desert Bedouin superstitions from 5,000 years ago, is a cheat. You need to use the term, which is to say there's something that is the opposite of existence that may exist, which is a contradictory statement. You can't use the word God. You can't use the word deity. You can't use the word religion. You can't use the word consciousness, because all of these are ascribing properties to that which you say you cannot ascribe any properties to. You need to take that stand.
Let me say this. The moment I used to be an atheist, and I used to argue in the same fashion, and at the moment that I opened that door, I began to have entirely new conversations and got to a level with the people who have these beliefs and these very specific beliefs about their deities and about their religion that I had never achieved before.
Well, and to that end, what would be more important in your mind, Steph? Would it be to take, you know, a position that helps the very religious perhaps reject their organized religion and move in a certain direction? Or would it be to simply say, you know, you should reject it all, reject the concept of God, period?
I would never say to somebody you should reject the concept of God, period, because it is a long and patient argument. Right, you don't just dump the conclusions on people's laps and say, oh, you're a fool, you're living... Okay, except for you people. But and because you're so smart, you see, and so pretty. But you don't... it's a long series of patient arguments. I would never just rail against a religious person and say... Because what is religion? Religion is... It comes from the indoctrination of the young. Of course it does. We all understand
it's
that.
It's man controlling
children,
man.
Children of Muslim parents, strangely, are mostly Muslim. Children of Christian parents, yeah, strangely, are mostly Christian. Right? So it is the indoctrination of children, and I think we need to be patient bringing people out of that. But we don't do that by pretending things exist that don't.
There's more coming up here. We've got some folks waiting patiently on the lines. We'll take their questions quickly for our panel, our lovely panel here, and wrap up this particular edition of Free Talk Live, live from Porkfest 2010, here in moments.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is coming this July for $12.95 from Big Head Press at BigHeadPress.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe? Think again. Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now
now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NOTE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. We are here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, porkfest2010.com. That's pork with a C, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T, 2010.com. It's an amazing event, one that if you love liberty, you should be at. Why aren't you here? It's not too late. In fact, there's a whole lot scheduled for tomorrow, so come on up if you get the chance to Lancaster at Rogers Campground and join us. Free Talk Live will continue broadcasting live tomorrow night for our final show from this year's Pork Fest, but I'm sure we'll be back next year. I think we've been here, this is our fourth year now, if I am not mistaken, and it's been an absolute blast, and it's been really cool watching the event grow over the years, and it's just tremendous. This is another record-setting year, the best Pork Fest yet, as is being said, and we're hearing a smattering of applause. Give it up for Pork Fest! And our wonderful guests here tonight, changing the format of Free Talk Live to dedicate the entire show to one particular discussion, which is going off in different directions as we normally do, and I think it's fantastic. Stefan Molyneux here with us from freedomainradio.com. Make sure you check his podcast out for some very continued thought-provokingness on not just theology, but a variety. Give us a quick synopsis of Freedomain Radio, if you would, please.
Well, it's a lifelong interest that I've had in philosophy, and that's what I studied up to the graduate level at the University of Toronto. And I've taken it and have tried to apply reasoning from first principles to economics, to politics, to ethics, to religion, to personal relationships. And I found it to be very fruitful, as have a number of listeners. It is the largest and most popular philosophy conversation in the history of the world.
Let me ask you another question, since we're talking briefly about the Porcupine Freedom Festival. You've now come here a couple times to New Hampshire to speak. You were at the Liberty Forum. It was a year ago, yes?
That's just over a year, yeah.
Yeah, a year ago you were at the Liberty Forum. Kind of a different feel there. It's, everybody's stuck in the hotel in the wintertime, and, it's just a totally different event. What are you thinking about the Free State Project these days? Because I remember when we first started talking to you a few years back, you were like, it's all politics, nah. But then I explained to you, no, Steph, there's more to this than just politics. And now that you've actually immersed yourself in the community to some extent, what do you think about this movement?
Well, I'll tell you that people look a lot more tanned now than they did in New Hampshire in February, March of last year. I'll tell you what I really, really like that I didn't get before I really came down, which is that when you move among the muggles, when you move among the non-liberty people, you always find that there's this part of you that's waiting to clench. You know, like, oh no, here comes a difficult or dangerous topic, right? And in politics, you'll be at some dinner party, right? And somebody will be like, man, I thought Obama was going to do so much better. I mean, I still have hope. And part of you just goes, oh, am I going to go there? Yeah. Am I going to, am I going to pull off my Superman uniform and here we go, right? And so what's nice here is that you just know that's not going to happen. Yeah, at least right. I think I've only seen one Obama supporter. No, nobody, right? So the great thing is you can have conversations with people without waiting for that cricket bat of unreality to whack you on the side of the head. I say cricket bat, that's baseball bat for you colonists. and that's really nice to have that state of relaxation and open communication. And that's something I didn't get before coming down here a couple of times. And that's something that's easy to underestimate.
Cool. So you think there's actually something happening here then, yes?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Very good. All right. Cool. FreeDomainRadio.com. Let's go back to the phones and the fun here. Folks have been waiting patiently, including Dave in Montana. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Stefan and Johnson.
Hey, yo.
I'm sorry, guys. Dave is getting more applause than the both of you have gotten so far tonight.
Hey, what's up, Dave? Hey, great discussion tonight. I wanted to just give you my witness and then hear your opinion. Me and the girl was hitchhiking back from Mexico to Montana. Her name's Amy. She wanted to get a ride in an RV. I said, okay, let's pray. So we held hands and we prayed so an RV would come and pick us up. 2 minutes after we're done praying, an RV pulled over and picked us up. I hitchhiked like 20,000 miles, and RVs don't pick you up. We get in the RV. The guy hands Amy a Coke. She drops the Coke, looks at me, and says, Dave, I prayed for a Coke, too. So you tell
I can't
me,
top
man.
That other than to say, what about the free will of the guy driving the RV? I mean, wouldn't it be nice to not feel like a pawn of God's being moved around the highway like a little
Well, no, that guy told us that he was going to this mission somewhere and stuff, and that...
We're on a mission from God.
Check this out. He turns to me. Check this out. He turns to me and he says, my son left something in the jacket in the back closet. Go get it. They're in the jacket. So I went back there, reaching the jacket. There's like three joints.
I knew that was what was coming. And you prayed for that too, right, Dave?
It was the best weed I ever had, man.
Awesome. Thank you for the call tonight. Right. I appreciate it.
All I can do is surrender to that story. I can't analyze it. I can't poke at it. I can only surrender to that story.
Let's continue. Talk to Todd in California. Todd, you're on Free Talk Live. Todd,
hello.
Going once. Hello, Todd.
It's actually Tyler, but thanks.
Oh, Tyler, you're on with Stefan. Go ahead. And
I wanted to interject and just kind of, you know, ask what you think about the spirit world. And, you know, if someone's really looking to find if God exists, I would almost say that they should look in the other direction and see what's on the other side of that line, you know, like, why do some houses not sell? Why does nothing grow near Auschwitz? Why is there, like, more and more encounters with spirits, entities, in fact, that are kind of free-floating in this world? I mean, you can find them, but I have to warn people that it can be dangerous.
Well, let me see if I understood your question here, because I found it a little confusing. You're suggesting that there's something going on mystically that is preventing a house from being sold?
No, I think the Auschwitz one was interesting. He was saying that nothing grows near Auschwitz, and that's an evidence of a spirit world that has a moral interest in the world. If that's the case, I would really expect the spirit world to have done something a little bit more and a little bit sooner at Auschwitz than just having plants not grow 60 years later.
Why do plants grow in Washington, D.C., then, if that's the case?
Just weeds.
Very true.
Any answer, Johnson, for
my question would be, I would wonder if there's some sort of, like, chemical properties of bodies and lye and chemicals being used in the area that...
Seems likely. I bet you science has an answer to that one. You could probably just open up your web browser and look for that one, Tyler. Any other thoughts for us?
Quick ghost story. I actually had a friend that bought a house. It was super cheap. You know, there's no real reason why it was so cheap, but as soon as they got there, they found out it was, you know, I'm sure you can talk to friends and find out things like this from their personal experiences, but, you know, it actually was built on an Indian burial ground, and the house had burned down three times, and they had a lot of incidents in the house before they sold it. And I would just say, hey, you know, if you really want to go around and really, like, kind of talk about how this stuff doesn't exist, like the spirit world is real to some people, and if you really wanted to prove it to yourself, you should check out some of the new ghost shows that are on, and maybe you can find
something. I'm sure that would be a great way to spend your time. Thanks, Tyler. Appreciate hearing from you.
Zombie cats.
I don't know if that even deserves any more. Let's go to Scott in Indiana. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hello. Great to meet you guys.
Hey, Scott. What's on your mind tonight?
I want to get your thoughts on something. When I try to dismiss the existence of God, there's one thing that I wonder about. And I look at people's behavior and what we do and how we think, and usually you can find some type of an evolutionary reason for it. In other words, we've developed that behavior or that belief or that pattern of behavior because it provides some advantage for our survival or reproduction. Why in the world would we as human beings have evolved this tendency to sit around developing angst about whether there's a God or not or what the meaning of our existence is? It doesn't help me. It just provides a lot of angst for me or induces me to waste time that I could use in a more productive manner.
It's a good question.
Yeah, the evolution of religious belief is a very big and complex subject, and I'll just touch on two thoughts very briefly here. The first is that storytellers don't like to work. And so they want to tell stories that are so vivid and so powerful that frighten and encourage people to such a degree that they'll pay them. And the best way to do that is to say that somebody's going to punish you, somebody's going to, after death, and it's such a great story. And so they become the priestly class, and, you know, storytellers don't like to work, and telling stories is a lot more fun than hoeing the back 40.
That's why I started in radio.
Yeah. Now, the second issue, which I think is a bit darker, is that if you can convince people that God will reward them in an afterlife for sacrifice to a secular ruler in the here and now, you end up with a very powerful group of warriors who are willing to die for a cause, which helps spread that belief in some pretty ugly ways.
I have actually another answer based on, again, some recent science that has shown that when in humans they're competing for a mate, the religiosity of certain groups of people, certain groups of men, increases when there is superior competition in physical prowess or physical stature. So a better-looking man, other men around will increase their religiosity. And the reason for that could potentially be to create a philosophical or social negative stigma on the superior male that would then attract the female.
With that, we are out of time for this edition of Free Talk Live. Join us again tomorrow night for our final Porcupine Freedom Festival episode here live from Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire. Porkfest2010.com to learn more. That's Pork with a C. Thank you all so much for coming out tonight. Have a great night here at Porkfest, and we'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
Like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumethin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumethinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumethinPlus.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.